Are you surprised? Were you surprised that within hours of news reports of this tragedy in Tucson, when no facts were known about who had done it or why, pundits on the left were blaming the Tea Party, Sarah Palin herself, Rush Limbaugh, and the political campaign last November for the acts of a madman at a shopping center in Tucson?
You know, the people who politicize this really ought to be ashamed of themselves. I think it also does a disservice to those who died, to Judge Roll who died, to Representative Giffords. It's a disservice to them that all of a sudden this tragedy that involves them in a very personal way in their families is being discounted so people on the other side of the political spectrum can make political points. Can you imagine what it would have been like had there been any truth to the fact that this young man had any political beliefs or agenda and wasn't crazy? Can you imagine what the blogosphere would be doing now? But as it turns out, like you said in your promo, your piece that you led into, is that apparently the young man had no real political motivations. And what I've read of his writings, it seemed that he was losing his grip with reality. And it's about the common age when we start to see paranoid schizophrenia erupt. And in all likelihood, this man was criminally insane.
And yes, yet this did not stop columnists like Paul Krugman from the New York Times for actually pointing fingers at Fox News and some of my colleagues, Glenn Beck and Bill O'Reilly, suggesting that the rhetoric, the choice of words, the ideas expressed, the manner of expressing them during the same campaign in which you were elected to the United States Senate and my next colleague, Congressman Rangel, was reelected to the House of Representatives, that somehow those words and that campaign motivated this guy. We know that he was motivated by some serious disorder in his brain, but why can pundits get away with blaming murder on political discourse? Political discourse no sharper than what we've had in previous elections.
Well, these are the kind of things that I think some on the left decide and manufacture even before the events occur. I mean, this is part of the playbook of Rahm Emanuel, where they say any crisis should be used to their advantage to further their agenda. So I'm not surprised that they do it. I do think they should be ashamed of themselves for doing it. And really just has no place in this discussion. I did like from Sarah Palin's response when she brought up the Ronald Reagan quote, where he talked about so often we want to blame society for an individual's actions. Individuals should be responsible. This young man will be held responsible and should be held responsible for what he did. But it has nothing to do with political discourse. And those of us who know anything about history, who have read about how vitriolic it was between Jefferson and Adams and the duels that were fought,
right,
know that American history is littered with, you know, disruptions to our political discourse. But it really had no bearing on the facts here.